the controversy over this year's Melbourne Writers Festival program. The festival, under the new artistic director Marieke Hardy, was criticised by some for its inclusion of multiple sessions on pets, the offer of literary tattoos, and its embrace of non-published writers. So, for some, it was too lightweight. But the figures show the New Look Festival was a big success with audiences. While the MWF is yet to release its attendance figures, Fairfax Media has obtained the stats via Freedom of Information laws. They show that this year's event earned $674,000 from ticket sales. That's up $184,000 on last year's event. In America, a copy of Lady Chatterley's Lover is up for auction. And this particular copy of D.H. Lawrence's classic novel is hugely significant. It's the book that Judge Sir Lawrence Byrne took to court every day during the trial of the book's publisher, Penguin House, for obscenity. Now, a quick refresher here. The book tells the story of a passionate affair between an aristocrat, Lady Chatterley, and her husband's gamekeeper. The book was written by Lawrence in the 1920s, but it wasn't until 1960 that a complete uncensored version of the book was published in the UK. Penguin was tried for obscenity, and this copy of the book was marked up by the judge's wife, Lady Dorothy Byrne, who had noted the book's more steamy passages. Sir Byrne took the book to court every day in a blue-grey bag, hand-stitched by his wife to keep it out of sight of the press. Now, Penguin was found not guilty, the sales of the novel surged, and this book, along with the hand-stitched bag and four pages of notes written up by Dorothy Byrne for her husband, are expected to fetch up to $27,000 Australian dollars at auction. Congratulations to the winners of the Queensland Literary Awards for 2018. In the fiction category, Kim Scott has won for his novel Taboo, while Alexis Wright was the winner of the non-fiction prize for Tracker, her collective memoir of the late Aboriginal leader Tracker Tillmouth. She explained the collective memoir concept here on The Hub.
I didn't think I could write a Western-style biography on Tracker's life. He was too big of a person, a character, and he'd done so much. And we live in very complex times as Aboriginal people. Mm-hmm. And I felt it needed a different way of doing it and something that suited us as people. It needed to be many voices telling the story.
Congratulations to Alexis Wright and all the other winners. There's a link to the full list on our website. November is a significant month in the writing year, the month better known as NaNoWriMo. That's short for National Novel Writing Month. Set up in the US in 1999, the event encourages people to fire up that laptop and get writing. The aim is to get down 50,000 words through the month. The Australian author Jane Rawson has done this a bunch of times. Here she is explaining how it works.
You sign up at the beginning of November on the NaNoWriMo website and you say, I'm going to write 50,000 words between now and the end of November. And on the website, you can hook up with other people who are doing it and hang out with them virtually or meet them in real life. So you've got a bit of company while you're doing it. And every day you plug in your word count and it goes up and up and up. And at the end of November, you either have made 50,000 words or you haven't. And you've either succeeded or not succeeded quite as much. And there you have sort of the rough beginnings of what may be a novel one day.
And for Jane Rawson, this experiment has yielded some real results. Her award-winning debut novel, A Wrong Turn at the Office of Unmade Lists, was shaped during a NaNoWriMo. Other published novels that started their life this way include Water for Elephants by Sarah Gruen and The Night Circus by Erin Morgenstern. And if you're writing a novel for NaNoWriMo, I would love to hear how you're going through the month. You can email me at thehub@abc.net.au. Finally, in other arts news, one of Australia's top acting schools, NIDA, is without a director after the departure of Kate Cherry. Cherry, who was previously the artistic director of Black Swan State Theatre Company in Perth, was 2 years into her three-year contract at the National Academy of Dramatic Arts. The NIDA chairman has told the ABC Cherry's departure was the result of consultation over a long period. Kate Cherry says she's looking forward to pursuing more creative projects.